السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning, the 2nd of Ramadan. مفتي صاحب، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Apa with Afiyat, and may the Ummah benefit tremendously from your beautiful advices. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم to you مولانا سليم كريم and Apa and family for the great sacrifices. جزاك الله خيرا to our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota and his family. Junaid Mota is here 2 o'clock, not only Ramadan, throughout the year. جزاك الله خيرا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Ramadan Mubarak in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries. And in majority of the countries and places, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, America, Europe. And most countries, today already Monday is the 3rd of Ramadan, 1446. You, my brothers, sisters, children here in the Gauteng region, Old Transvaal region, look at your perpetual timetables and where Sehri ends, and we still have some time, maybe 3-4 minutes left. So read with me now. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It's still suhoor time. Quran praises the people who make istighfar. And sehri time, suhoor time, in two places in the Quran Sharif. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. So let us practice on these Quranic verses. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله, أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. Istighfar, Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness for the vices and sins I committed, which I remember, which I have forgotten, Ya Allah. But you are Ghaffar, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, you are Sattar. You forgive and expunge our vices from our book of deeds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And then wa atubu ilay, I turn to you in repentance. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you give me the tawfiq, the divine ability, capacity. I don't return to those vices in Ramadan and post-Ramadan. I am detaching myself from all the vices and weaknesses. So that is the beauty of Tawbah. One more time before we start the tafsir. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. You should be finishing up now in the next 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. Take your medication, take your water and so forth, and make a wonderful dua for the Ummah at large. For those in Sudan, those in Kashmir, those in Burma, those in Gaza, those in the West Bank, in Palestine, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah, wherever they are, whether we know them or not. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 3. Remember, we told you from Saturday that we are starting the Surah Nur for this month of Ramadan, because Ramadan is a Mubarak month, a special Nur and radiance and effulgence and mercy of Almighty Allah descends. So we want to take the Nur and radiance of effulgence to the world. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. But we need a chaste society. We need an exemplary community. And in that way, that Islam is teaching us the penal code. If a person, male or female, commits fornication, they are not married, 100 lashes in public. And show them no mercy and compassion, the Quran Sharif states. Now today we're going to another dimension and another aspect. And one will wonder, what about adultery? People are married. So many Muslims are involved in this. Islam says premarital affairs, sex, all that not permissible. Once you married, not permissible. After you are divorced and so forth, Allah forbid, then also not permissible. So at all times, all places, remember that. Girlfriend, boyfriend, sugar daddy, mistress, all out of the question. And all this is enshrined explicitly in the noble Quran. In both genders, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. You the man, you can't have mistresses and you have girlfriends. And you the man, you can't have you understand? The ladies, you can't have your sugar daddy and your boyfriend and say, no, he's just my boyfriend. So all that for is Islam, it is condemned absolutely, totally. Today's lesson, chapter 24, verse number 3. Az-zani la yankihu illa zaniyatan aw mushrika. Now this person who committed fornication, he cannot get married and should not get married except with the lady with whom he committed the zina and this fornication, or mushrika, or a lady who's a non-Muslimah. So now a non-Muslim lady. So now what happens? So normally this will be the norm, and Quran speaks of it in this very surah, chapter 24, verse number 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. The impure women, they love the impure men, and the impure men, they love the immoral woman, because they are the street ladies, they are the prostitutes, they are the ones who are prepared to sleep with anybody as long as they get paid for it and so forth. And today you will see, when you show a person a nice homely lady, he will say, but this one here is too pious for me, rather I have a mover. And then they move so much that after 3 months, 6 months, then the marriage is finished. Sometime you find the iddat and waiting period is longer than the nikah, the duration of the nikah and so forth. But if you are pure and chaste, at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ, and the pure men for the pure ladies, and the pure ladies for the pure men. So that is the system of Almighty Allah generally. Chapter 24, verse number 26. Me and you at all times, whether you are single, whether you are newly married, or whether you are an old timer like myself or anybody else, married for 30, 40, 50 years, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla, Surah chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion. And verse 74, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O beloved Allah Jalla Wala, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. They bring joy to us, they so obedient and they are so respectful and so forth and so on. So remember, that is what we should aspire for. Now here Almighty Allah is telling this couple, okay, you committed this crime, fornication, so now you should get married to one another, provided that both parties are Muslim. And in our countries, we can't punish you, so daily make tawbah and repent. So that should be encouraged. We must get them to get married immediately. Then Almighty Allah mentions, Illa zaniyatan o mushrika, o marry a mushrika, a non-Muslim lady, a Hindu lady, Buddhist lady, or whoever. But Quran teaches us in yet another place, chapter 2, verse 221. Then Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 2, verse 221, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. You can't marry a non-Muslim lady, a Hindu, a Buddhist, and so forth, until and unless she embraces Islam. So why did Almighty Allah mention mushrika? Subhanallah, our great Mufassireen and commentators of the Noble Quran, every word of the Noble Quran, they analyze it. They say, see, Allah Jalla Wala gave you all the bounties and favors, that your eyes, your ears, your anatomy, your thinking capacity, intelligence, intellect. But what did you do, O 7 billion people today? You went to worship somebody else. Besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you showed no loyalty to your greatest benefactor, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you, yeah, O husband, that you did not show loyalty to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to your wife and your spouse. So therefore, go get married to a mushrika. Allah sabili tahdeed. This is a warning to you from Almighty Allah. O lady, that you supposed to be loyal to your husband, and what you did when your husband went away, then you phoned this person and this person, come visit me or I will meet you in the hotel and so forth. How many incidents of this nature are taking place in South Africa and Africa and the world, right in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara and Jeddah and so forth. Allah alone protect us. Allahumma hassin farji. O Almighty Allah, protect and fortify my private part. Authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So therefore, Almighty Allah mentioned, O mushrika, that how that person who's worshipping somebody, something besides Almighty Allah, is disloyal to Almighty Allah. You, the spouse, by your extramarital affair or your premarital affair, that you are unloyal to Almighty Allah, you are disloyal to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to your spouse and to yourself. Wazaniyatu, and the lady who committed this fornication, la yankihuha illa zanin aw mushrik. So Almighty Allah mentions it both ways, that no one should marry her except the zani, so the one who committed fornication with her, or mushrik, or a non-Muslim. But from a fiqh point of view, from the fatwa verdict point of view, the lady committed the zina, fornication, and they in school or university, the boy committed this crime and you married him as a virgin, so your nikah is totally valid. But remember that once you find out, then you'll be very, very disappointed. Why was that selection of yours in such a manner? And similarly, vice versa, whether it's the boy or whether it's the girl, and we all are aware of what is happening now. Now here, I need to discuss one issue. You, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, you need to understand it and understand it properly. What happens sometimes, ABC boy, XYZ girl, now what has happened to them, that they had an affair, they eloped, had an illicit relationship, lo and behold, now the girl is pregnant. Now what? So you will tell them, get married immediately. So according to majority scholars, once the boy and girl eloped, had an illicit relationship, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, hence majority scholars say, irrespective, even if they get married after this girl was pregnant and conceived. So whether she gives birth after 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, that child will be illegitimate and will be a harami child. There's no blame on the child. There's no sin on the child. The sin is on the male and female. So who are busy, illegally, illicit relationship. And the lineage of that baby will go to the mother, not to the father. Only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah states that a couple had illicit relationship. The girlfriend and the mistress remember now that she became pregnant and so forth. So now you make nikah with her immediately. So from date of nikah, the day the nikah is performed, the marriage ceremony, till the day she gives birth to the baby, if 6 months or more has elapsed, then Imam Abu Hanifa only states the child's lineage will go to the biological father, meaning that person there. Because the minimum period in Islam of gestation and pregnancy is 6 months. And remember, only Imam Hanifa says that. So we will give the benefit of the doubt and say the child's lineage should go to the father. And if the baby is born after 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, after the nikah, then according to the Hanafis also, the child's lineage will go to the mother. And ni'matullah tanalu bil mahzur. This is a great principle of the Shafis and them. The bounties of Almighty Allah cannot be obtained and attained via vices and sins. So we need to understand the true jurisprudence. Many a time people only know one school and they think that is the Sharia. In this day and this age, we must rather promote, remember, majority scholars to show people what the serious and heinous crime that is, although the Muslim and the Western media, they promote it today because, remember, the values of people are going lower and lower daily. Almighty Allah states in the ending, وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and all this year has been made haram for the true believers. The zina, the fornication, the adultery, the lesbian, the gay business, sodomy in all forms and shapes and sizes. And for you to marry a non-Muslim male, for you to marry a non-Muslim lady, all are haram in Islam. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us pious spouses. And if you got one, I'm not suggesting that you get married to a second one. Look after the first one. Quran says, chapter 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا, if you fear you cannot do justice, then just keep your first wife, old is gold. So we should always try. And you know, we should try and entrench our marriages and inshallah solidify it and improve on it and enhance it. Inshallah, make dua together now. That time is finished, but in Cape Town is still time. So you must remember that. So now from tomorrow, that suhoor time, husband, wife, parents, children, take out 3, 4, 5 minutes. All of you make dua together. Your house will become a home and your home will become Dar es Salaam. You make dua in any language. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Speak to Allah, English, Afrikaans, Meman, Gujarati, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, whatever language you want to, that you understand and your children understand. Allah will transform your home into Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1446, and we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Israel, to halt all aid, humanitarian aid into Gaza. They say that now Hamas is not accepting the American plan, which was already cooked up by the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed nation, the baby killers, the killers of prophets and messengers. So remember that the world media has said, this is blackmail and the starvation, it is a war crime. But remember, they are jutlas and so forth. They feel they can get away with impunity. Almighty Allah has said, He will disgrace them forever and punish them forever. Chapter 7, verse 167. And that is what you see. Zelensky, now remember that. He says he's a traitor to the Jews. Who said so? The Jews thought they would bring him in and he'll be good for them. So Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, said, Zelensky is a traitor. Bibi's house is surrounded last night by the jutlas in Jerusalem. And they're telling him, seal the deal. Bring back the hostages. But he doesn't want to do that. Because why? He has a budget to pass. Like how in South Africa, our budget will be passed second time on March the 12th. So they also have to pass a budget. So he has to look all around that he doesn't upset his allies and so forth. Everyone is a hidden agenda and a harami. You must remember that. Musk of South Africa, the harami, he backs the US and says, you US, you should withdraw from the United Nations and NATO. The sooner you do it, Musk, and the sooner you do it, Trump, and get out from United Nations, you will do us all a favor, and you can take your haram illegitimate child, the B, the big B as well, because always you are vetoing, and they need to be expelled from the United Nations and FIFA and everywhere else the haram is. Look at what Quran Sharif said, Surah 59, verse 14, Ba'suhum bainahum shadeed, tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. The jutlas will be fighting among themselves, and you think they are united, but their hearts are totally, completely fragmented. So now the police in Israel are fighting against the Haredis. The Haredis say, we're not going to military, we don't accept conscription, and the police are giving them good hiding. Because they are haramis, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They have no brains, no intelligence. That is what the Quran is telling us. The Houthi says, we are ready to fight if Israel starts the war and resume it from Yemen. For Yemen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua, Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, that true Iman you will find in Yemen. Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya, true wisdom you will find in Yemen. Al-Fiqhu Yamaniyun, the true jurisprudence you will find in Yemen. Subhanallah, all these parts which I read, you will find in Bukhari Sharif. So that are the Houthis and so forth. Zelensky, after their meeting there in London yesterday, they all are caving in. Trump says, you see, I know I hold the Trump card. Only with Hamas, I don't hold the Trump card. I'm the joker and the idiot, and Hamas holds the Trump card. So now the European Union, they told Zelensky that you better sign the deal with the US for the minerals. We can't allow this to continue. You see how they all capitulate, and that is what happens. Whole lot of them haramis. And the president of Israel, now when they are burying the people, he says, we are sorry to you and sorry to the family. We could not protect you, but you were the ones that murdered them, the Israeli diaper force. You kill people, babies, men, women, children, and that is your stinking history from Washington to Tel Aviv in the past 80 years. Both of you are guilty of state terrorism, and the sooner you Israel are dismantled, the better for humanity at large. That the Haaretz writes, there will be a state commission of inquiry. What happened on 7 October 2023? Tansal the popper dance for BB. BB pulled away the army, and then it will be big problems for him. Inshallah, he's going to jail, to the doghouse, as they wrote there in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel genocide expanding into the West Bank. You see that? So that is what's happening now. They are transferring the genocide from Gaza al-Mubarakah to the West Bank, to Jenin and Zulkarnain and Nablus and all these places. $4 billion aid given to Israel, and it was expedited by Rubio. So whether it is Vance with his Hindu wife, whether it is Trump or Rubio, for us all of them are haramis, and all of them are war criminals, and they are supporting the aggressor instead of, and then they still play the victim. That's the best part of Israel. They murder, they kill, they steal, land grab, and they still say we are the victim, the haramis. So Trump is trying to topple Zelensky, and he says you must have elections there. So they will cook it up and put one Charlie Chaplin there. So that they had a Charlie Chaplin. Zelensky was a comedian, if you know. So they'll bring another one who will listen to Trump and so forth. Oh, Arab countries, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than 1400 years ago, mentioned in Muslim Sharif authentic hadith, Wailul lil Arab, woe, destruction, Jahannam for you, oh Arabs and your Arab leaders, most of you, because you are good for nothing. You are murtad, you are munafiqeen, you are gaddar, you are traitors, you are apostates, and you are a liability to this ummah. And Abu Ubaidah, the spokesperson of Hamas, says, shame on you Arab leaders, shame on you Muslim leaders. You know there's no aid coming in. What are you doing with all the millions and billions and trillions? Can't you send in aid? Can't you break the siege? Can't you do anything? Shame on you. Where is your izzah? Where is your self-esteem? Where is your iman? Therefore, I pass this fatwa many a time that the Arab rulers, the Muslim rulers, 80% of them are murtad and haramis, and you can quote me any way you want to. So they are a disgrace and a liability to the Muslim ummah. The earlier we get rid of them, Allahumma ahlik ala sa'ud, kama ahlakta ada wa thamud, the better for us. Why? Because remember that these are puppets of the West and they take instructions. You will just find they condemn Israel, that you're not allowing aid to come in, and then finish, nothing else. That condemnation is not worth the paper on which is written. We want, you must sever ties with the rogue regime of Israel. What the hell are you doing, Jordan and Egypt? What the hell are you doing, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates? What the hell are you doing, Bahrain and Morocco? All of you bunch of munafiqeen and hypocrites and murtads. We speak about the leaders. An open letter to Trump from Gitmo, that you Trump, you trumpeting away, that Ukraine does and Gaza does. Why you don't speak what is in your own backyard, that you are torturing the people? Where is the due process? Where are the rights for our brothers there in the hellhole called Guantanamo Bay? And where is the rights, the justice for my sister and our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Allah Jalla wa la grant her Afia. Allah Jalla wa la bring her back home. But the Pakistani government and Pakistani army, both corrupted to the core as well. So Europe and Starmer Britain are all standing with Ukraine. Just now I heard on the news on BBC, before I come down, I listen quickly just to the headlines. They say that young girls are selling their bodies and they are underage. In Islam, always is haram, whether underage or what. And the social media, some of them are aware of it, but they just turn a blind eye because they just want to make money. So that is what happens. Be very careful. Your parents, what your children are seeing and what they have access to, suddenly you find that what they see, they want to experiment, Allah forbid. The DA blames Lasufi, the premier of Gauteng, for the water crisis in Gauteng and Johannesburg and surroundings and Pretoria and what have you. ANC to approach EFF to pass the budget. How you like that? So Cyril going to Malema, come on, man, let's make a deal now. Let's show the Bura and the DA. We can run the country, so let's pass a budget. And Onsa Rehma, then we will sort things out. So remember, today between 8:30 and 9, we will discuss the unique features of Ramadan. All of you trustees, honorable imams and your ulama, beef up the security in your masajid. You know the crooks are also prowling the streets, and they know that we are in the masajid and our women are at home. So wherever we are, put your CCTV cameras, put security, and make sure there are no unsavory incidents and so forth and so on. In the ending, today is the 2nd of Ramadan. My beloved father passed away in my hands there at home on the 2nd. It was Isha time. First night he read Tarawih behind me, and second night I was reading to my mother. My sister said, Daddy fell down, and I rushed. Anyway, cut long story short, he passed away in our hands. And remember that my brother Ahmad Rashid was there in Makkah. From Makkah Mukarramah, he made it for the janazah. This was a karamat. In those days where there were no direct flights, he had to come, you must remember, from Jeddah to Nairobi, then Nairobi, Johannesburg. We make dua for all our parents and our near and dear ones. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. يا الله جل وعلا, you grant them جنة الفردوس الأعلى. We remember them on such occasions. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.